Haven't you ever heard of a little thing called showmanship?
Hard to take courage. The lips she said.
That's enough!
Welcome to Who's Hot and Who's Not, episode 27?
You should know.
on the Oh Hot Moo or Not feed, using that same irreverent method as that show, to look at Who's Who number 5 now, with a contingent of the Hot Squad. Well, the entire Hot Squad, actually. I'm Siskoid, and let's see who's around a table this time around, and our panelists will introduce themselves by revealing the answer to this question.
Who?
What is your favorite color?
Wow.
And this will foreshadow one of the entries we'll be covering today. José.
What? Really?
Well, because you're the visual artist, so what's your favorite color? And I know what it is.
It's pink. It's been pink since day one, and it has never changed. It's very convenient because every girly thing is made pink.
Mm-hmm. So that's your aesthetic.
Yeah.
Yeah, wearing a pink headband.
Well, it's a pink aesthetic.
The perfect example is at one point I lost my keys at work in my wing. Someone picked them up, came to me and said, "I'm gonna guess these are yours. But if it's not, I'm going to bring them to the front desk," because they were pink.
So pink is an undervalued color.
Not in my life.
No. You love it, but nobody else had pink keys, see?
Pink is...
That's what I mean. It's like pink is everyone's...
I had a pink keychain, pink keys, the pink handle. They were just like, "It seems you're aesthetic." And I was like, "What do you mean? As you scan my desk, it's just Hello Kitty, pink, and cats."
Natalie.
My answer is kind of... related to that in some ways. Mine is purple. I've always been a purple kid. I wonder sometimes if it's like a choice thing, or it's just that everything I had was purple. Like my room was purple, but I wasn't a pink girl. When we were growing up, there was like a type of girl that was a pink girl, and that was just not me.
And then there's a type of girl who's works at the bank. Purple is a very banky color.
What?
Yep.
No,
my
gray.
Father works at a bank, so...
Well, he's a guy, so I don't know about purple, but...
I've embraced pink later in life, honestly, but I still love purple. Every shade of purple. It's nice.
Okay.
Pleasant color.
Amélie?
Embracing pink later in life is like a big thing.
You're just copying me.
Yeah. It's not my favorite color. My favorite color is like lime green, kind of like bright greens. Are usually what I'll be like attracted to if I'm picking something out.
Like neon green?
Yeah. Well, not really. Not like highlighter green, but like
okay.
Like a pear.
Yeah, like a good... Yeah, like a
lime?
A good bright...
Like a lime. Lime green.
Not quite like the inside of a lime. Not super highlighter, but more muted, bright green.
A margarita.
Green. Yeah, kind of a margarita. Sure. Or like kiwi. Like bright, nice bright green.
So we were going to go to the black. With
that's
maybe?
Not a color. That's an absence of color.
That's a debate. Isabel.
My favorite color is red.
Done.
The rage.
I don't know why I was like red. My eye goes to red when red things are there. There's no deep psychological reason, I don't think. Although one of my...
Well, red's a very attractive color.
I guess. So it's very active. It's very like dynamic, engaging, energizing color.
We do have a theory in improv. It's like the teams are color-coded. Mm-hmm. And the red team has a better chance of winning games.
It's more aggressive too.
Well, and we don't know if it's because it attracts more aggressive players who therefore are more likely to win, or if the red attracts the eye in such a way as people vote for them and make them win.
No.
But if you want to win, be the red team. Shotgun?
I don't really have a favorite color.
Oh, make one up.
I don't, because like basically it just changes depending on so many things, and depending on what I'm looking at, something will be a better color. Like this thing will be better if it's yellow, and this thing will be better if it's green, and this thing.
You have a preference towards
earth tones
versus pastels versus.
I think I tend more to go like on the yellow side, because basically if I think of favorite colors, it would be like yellow, green, and orange.
So the 70s.
Yeah, I guess. But not necessarily together, once again.
Oh, okay.
So that's the
not
thing.
Not all on a couch.
No. Thank God, no. So no, it's just like, It really depends on what I'm looking at. Like, I will be attracted to different colors depending on the object.
All right. It is.
Well, I drive a turquoise car.
So great. Is it turquoise?
It is some kind of a teal turquoise, yes, but I'm very particular on the shade of teal turquoise. I was like shopping for fabrics for my teal quilt, and they were suggesting bolts, and I was like, oh my god, gross, that's a disgusting teal. That is totally not the right tone. So teal turquoise, yes, and jewel tones in general. Okay. Compliment my skin tone and make me feel happy.
What about you, Mike?
I'm more of a shotgun, frankly. I tried to shame her, but when people ask, I usually say green. I'm one of those green people.
Yeah.
Well, we said different colors. No one said the same color.
I think we got more greenish going on.
Teal is also a little bit blue.
Yeah, turquoise is more blue than green to me. Yeah.
But I think worldwide green is the favorite also, statistically.
Really? Mm.
To be clear, be blue. I did not order my car turquoise.
Oh.
It happened to be turquoise. It was a used car and it was like, it's a really funky color. And they drove it up and I was like, amazing. I love it. It's great in parking lots.
Well, let's get this show on the road then. Colonel Computron.
Oh, good God.
So, the same company that made toy boomerangs and minted Captain Boomerang as their mascot later produced a video game called Colonel Computron. One day, the character from that game appeared to try and kill the toy company's owner. Colonel Computron was somehow able to send the Flash into a video game environment using their power armor that is also a portable computer system that can calculate the least amount of effort needed to accomplish a physical task. It also makes the user super strong and can create drones called blips to fight in its stead. At time of writing, Computron's identity was a secret, but the Serpent by Carmine Infantino and Klaus Janson shows three possibilities. I'll let you guess who, and then I'll give you the actual answer. So it's either the inventor of the game, Basil Nurbin, his wife Francine, who is an electronics expert in her own right, or their genius daughter Luna. Any of them had the know-how and could have wanted revenge for the company stealing the game's patent. The Serpent also shows Computron firing blips at the Flash.
When you say the company that created boomerangs, and is any of this in real life, or it's all in the comic books?
It's all in the comic
books. Okay, thank you for clarifying.
Imagine. Imagine the lawsuits. Freaking Atari stole my design.
Luna. That's my guess.
Just because the name is nice?
No, but I think it's just you put emphasis on the intelligence.
Mm. I think, that is a good candidate.
I just wanted to be one of the ladies.
I'm going to go for Mrs.
I'm going to go with, what is this design?
I kind of hate it. Okay, no, I totally hate it. But the Serpent is kind of like, I don't know, it's kind of cute. It's kind of tilted to the side.
Did they calculate the least amount of effort to make a costume design?
Honestly, I feel like if it was like, okay, we just have so much ink, so let's be creative and whatever happens, good enough.
The least amount of effort.
Yeah, and I
do feel like that's hard to draw. No, like drawing that over and over and over again.
Yeah, but imagine if it would be even more computer-esque, like with the like
design. Also, keep in mind, early 80s.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. yeah.
This
yeah,
is
yeah,
what yeah. they thought a video game
like, computers
thing.
Was MS-DOS.
Yeah. This is not best. This is not the Switch.
At best.
Because I agree that the main image is not very flattering. I also enjoy a lot more the Serpent. And the Serpent kind of reminds me of the...
Baymax?
In Adventure Time.
BMO?
Yeah. It kind of reminds me of BMO.
Yeah.
Cutie.
I do wish this was a screen almost, the middle part. It is a screen!
Can you play video games on it?
I think that's where he put the Flash. Oh. It's like that. There's a VR environment.
Interesting.
I don't know how the power works logically, but...
To be honest, I kind of tuned out when you were explaining the power, so this is fascinating.
Is there like a keyboard
on the crotch? Yes.
That is not a crotch
like a
keyboard.
Keyboard crotch.
I like the keyboards divided in two, one up and one down, so you can play both.
Different robot erogenous zones.
Yeah. The sides can sort of be
There's some on the arms.
You know what? The keyboards are the shoulder pads.
True. It almost looks like a cityscape.
How do you put that on?
Is it permanent?
Maybe there's a door in the back.
Because I was looking at these things and I'm like, is this like something like a belt thing?
I mean, is it human size-ish? Like slightly bigger, but
yeah, it's quite
pretty beefy, but
6'5".
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Like in my mind, the way it happens is a bit like in Power Rangers, where you're just like pew 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 pew.
Yeah,
it could and be. You're in a suit.
Oh, could be. That
makes sense. They're all just pixels and the.
I wonder what his voice is like.
Well, it depends if. I think it's processed electronically because you couldn't tell if it was a man or a woman or a girl.
Oh, true.
I love the thought it's this robot and it's like, hi, girls!
I'll tell you what it is. So, Basil was Colonel Computer.
Really?
But.
An original.
But.
His daughter later took the mantle to help her father out of financial trouble.
Aw.
Okay.
Did she keep Colonel?
Yeah.
So, is Basil the.
I think Basil is the guy in the middle.
I don't know, man.
Oh, really?
No, I thought she was the old lady.
Honestly? Honestly, yeah. It could be any of these
things. Yeah, I think you're right because of the, like, jawline.
Just the jawline.
Yeah, it would be... Okay.
I don't know. That's very grandma hair flipping.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, like, that's the hairstyle of all the ladies had at the old folks' home.
Those are the most two androgynous kind of people I've ever seen.
Yeah, it's very hard to tell.
It's funny that they're non-binary icons in computers. Binary machines.
Beautiful. 10 out of 10.
For a second, I was like, well, no, look at those cheekbones. And then I looked at the other one. Yep. Never mind.
The name is such an unpleasant mouthful.
Yeah.
It's too, like you get halfway and you're like, I can't. Half. No, it's not worth it.
Yeah, it really feels like something that. They only wrote down and never
Computron?
Said out loud.
Computron?
Yeah.
Colonel Computron. Like, feels like they just wrote this. They didn't think about saying it.
They were like, it's two C's, it's gonna work, it looks pretty good.
I'd call him CC.
But why was it Captain at first?
C+.
I mean, the video game was Captain.
Ah. And they got a promotion or something?
Leveled up.
Yeah.
I wish this guy dances.
Mm.
Ah,
maybe he does.
Only to like dubstep.
No, in my mind, he's a winner at Dance Dance Revolution.
Oh,
like he is winning that. Every tournament, he's like bringing the A game.
Now that's a first date.
Is it?
I don't know if I enjoy going on a first date with a robot that beats my ass at Dance Dance Revolution.
Yeah. Have you heard yourself? That's awesome.
I mean, if there's a character that's going to bring you to the arcade, this is it.
Yeah. Oh, we could play Bubble Bubbles.
But I have to agree with Nat. They didn't think, like, I can't even pronounce it. Like, I don't know where the R is in that word.
Colonel.
Yeah.
Colonel?
So it's Colonel, but I
Colonel.
Yeah.
So but there's no R in the word.
No, I know.
Colonel Computer.
So I just decided that every time I see the word Colonel.
Colonel.
I'm seeing, like, Colonel, like, pops. Like, the Colonel pops.
Fully just
popcorn.
Avoid it. Like, even if I read in my mind, I'm like,
la la la, colonel, la la la.
We could just decide that this dude's French.
Ah, yes.
Colonel Computron.
You know why? It sounds better.
That sounds way better.
Yeah, I think the less R's you got, it's better.
Although it wouldn't be Computron in French.
Why not?
Colonel Ordinatron.
No, you can still computational.
Computer. That sounds better, though.
Welcome to French lesson.
Don't retain anything, please.
So future tense. Nous computerons. Will compute.
No, that would be nous computerons, wouldn't it?
No.
Fuck off.
There'd be an elision. We wouldn't say it.
Verbs in university. I never used nonsense.
No, Joseph is anti-verb. verbs.
You still need verbs.
Not like this.
Wait a minute, I'm gonna go get my becherelle.
Yeah.
My last verb test I had at university, I went to my teacher and I said, did I pass? He said yes, and I almost cried. And I laughed, and I've never gone back.
I feel you.
I mean, if you go back to class after you pass it, I think that's frowned upon.
I had to, because it was a few classes before the exam.
Oh, okay. Well, Colonel Computron, hot or not?
Depends. How's his cooling system?
Well, there's a lot of vents.
Probably a lot.
Maybe those are vents.
Yeah, I think they're vents.
I am more interested in his computer bits than his people bits, and that's saying a lot.
I mean, I would love to have, like, if I was going to wear this, I would want good ventilation.
Yeah.
Especially in the crotch area.
If I was going to wear this.
If.
Oh, God. She's going to wear this.
Yes.
Oh, my God. Imagine, though. Okay. I would go on a date with him if he has a matching suit for me, and we can, like, go to the arcade hand in hand and kind of, like, skipping, two robot skipping.
Can
that
you
would
skip?
Be amazing.
Like, what movement?
Is it metal? Is it knees? Is there knees?
Maybe that's what it is. Like, these things might be like joints.
There must be, because the arm is bent.
Yeah.
But so, like, there's some movement.
If not, how do they move around?
Straight legs.
Like he's kind of like doing
like
the
an old video game.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
Oh, I hope it makes that sound. Oh. If it makes that sound, I'm down.
I think the blips probably make that sound.
Aww, but the blips are bad.
Well, so is he. Them.
But is he, like, cool?
No.
Okay.
Yeah. he's a bad guy. It's gonna be not.
I don't think I can get down with this regardless. In this age of AI, I kind of want
It's a real person.
No, but the, like, I kind would, of finding the easiest way to do stuff in this and that. Right. I don't know.
I would control alt delete this.
Oh. I'm saying not because it just makes me feel like every time I've put on a VR headset on, this is what it feels like.
It feels like
and I don't like it.
It feels like it should be cool and sleek, but it's clunky
not.
As fuck.
It's very clunky and uncomfortable, which is what this is as well.
I feel that.
I have yet to try, and also not.
Oh, God.
Colonel Future. Colonel Future.
I see a lot of colonels in our future.
I want popcorn.
It's the last one.
Yeah, I'm making popcorn tonight.
Named after an actual science fiction writer who worked on Superman comics during the Silver Age, Edmund Hamilton grew up on his namesake's stories, which inspired him to work for NASA as its director of future planning. He always had a knack for adapting technologies in innovative ways. But then a freak electrical accident made him able to have brief glimpses of the future.
Ooh.
He saw catastrophes he wanted to stop, and he saw technology he could pre-invent.
Ooh.
The power only activated when he was in danger, so he made a machine that would put him in danger for a few seconds at a time. He was eventually able to craft a rocket pack, an ultrasonic weapon, a force field, teleporting warps, and a stasis field ray. As Colonel Future, he was the hero who would stop the disasters he foresaw. Unfortunately, it seems that every time he tried to prevent the future, Superman proved that he had misread the situation.
No!
So he hung up his costume. Art by Eduardo Barreto, with the serpent showing him using that stasis field on Superman and using his warp teleporter. Also, the usual close-up of his face. And for French listeners, Simon-Pierre.
Hello, Simon-Pierre!
The Edmund Hamilton, the actual real science fiction writer who this guy is sort of a tribute to, the name Colonel Future is really based on a Hamilton character called Captain Future, who had his own anime series in the late 70s. In French, we call him Capitaine Flamme. So Capitaine Flamme is an Edmund Hamilton creation, and so Colonel Future is essentially that, named after him.
Does the machine have to actually, like, does he have to be in actual danger, or does he just have to think that he's in danger?
I think he has to be in actual danger, but
what's the definition of danger?
Because you can just give him anxiety.
Yeah. I feel like we're all in danger.
Maybe he has a lot of visions.
Like, in my mind, it's like, you put a bird in there, I'm freaking the fuck out.
Yeah. Yeah. No, okay, I'm having a panic
attack. Yes, but I don't think that's his particular phobia.
You never know. I have a beef with the origin story, because, like, look. I live in the future, okay? I live in a world where there's a lot of technology.
Okay.
I will look at a microwave. I cannot create a microwave.
Nobody has.
But you're not a super smart electrician person.
In the story, obviously he has an engineering background.
Okay. Is he like a plan?
Yes, he goes and sees blueprints.
He steals the inventions. It's not just like, I can see internet.
He pre-invents it.
Yeah. He sees the stuff and he's like, oh yeah, that's such a great invention for this. And then he invents it for like the wrong...
for the wrong thing.
Yeah. That's funny. Let someone write that. Go ahead.
I love the idea that a part of your job description becomes your superpower. Yeah. you're in charge of a future planning. I can see the future now. Mm-hmm. Like,
I will say, his skill set basically reminds me of what happens in That's So Raven.
Oui.
Yes!
I realize is not going to be a great reference for most of our listeners.
We could be very surprised.
They're all missing out if they don't.
I have no idea what you're talking about.
But it worked like that. Like she got visions.
Who?
Raven.
Raven.
It was a TV show.
Raven Simonet.
Disney TV show.
Yeah, it's confusing because there's a character called Raven.
But it's DC, That's So Raven.
But, yeah, it's not the same.
Okay.
She would get visions of the future and then she would like freak out about that thing and then she'd fuck up. And then the thing would happen.
And the thing was not that...
By trying to prevent it or misinterpreting it, it would happen.
And then you're like, ah, damn.
I find it sad that he hung up his suit because of that.
But I mean, at the end of the day, like, if you... that's the other thing. Like, how can you change the future?
No, but he could have done other stuff. Like, just because you have this power, you can do... Like, you have other powers. You don't have to use your future vision. I mean...
Mm. No, you're right. Okay, yeah.
Study philosophy on your own time, dude. But, like, it's not cool to, like, leave your career. Mm.
What if completely. You, like...
Does he have other powers?
I mean, maybe he just burnt out.
Okay, the gadgets.
What if you train your brain to fake out the future?
But there's a difference also in the way you act on it. Like, let's say you foresee a volcano eruption. Trying to stop the eruption is not the right call. Evacuate people would make a difference.
But how do you do that, right? Because people are going to be like, what the hell are you talking about?
But there's in the stories, I think that would be possible. In the stories, he had a vision of a volcano exploding, except...
He didn't know which one.
Or it wasn't actually a volcano actually exploding.
It was a science experiment.
Right.
Yeah. So like
it was baking soda. Yeah. Terrible.
Superman was blowing up a volcano to create a, you know, to move a lava flow or something. Whatever. Yes. It would have been, no, you're trying to stop something
that we actually need
to happen.
Okay. So it's like that, you know that movie with Anne Hathaway where she's a kaiju?
Colossal.
Yes.
Nice. Okay, that, but the opposite. like he's doing stuff on a large scale, but it's affecting very, very small things in like in a playground for children.
Oh, I like that.
I'm just brilliant stories.
Let's do that.
You know what? Like, honestly, though, I like the costume.
Mm-hmm.
Pink.
I like...
It's a little bit Ant-Man.
I think it's
I don't remember what Ant-Man looks like, but I think he looks like that.
He does. Yeah, he does.
Okay.
I like the fact that he's smart. I like that he wants to act on things that he thinks is dangerous or...
He comes from a good place.
Yeah, you know. Yeah.
Good intention.
He's got good eyebrows.
That was the thing. I was like, you know, I like the face, but I feel like he's frowning too much.
Oh, I don't like the face. It looks too stern and mean.
Maybe it's his...
That's what I like about it.
Yeah, of course Elise would love that.
What the fuck? I'm sorry, did you just realize now I have a problem with authority?
No, but like... It's another level of ugly. Sorry. Oh my god.
He's just kind of boring. He's not ugly.
He's just like a guy.
Okay. Yeah, he looks old to me.
Yeah, I think it's a receding hairline.
But I am old too.
Yeah, like, okay, but give him like a bit of like gray hair in there. Like,
The way I'll explain it is like, dang, I can't remember the actor in Step Up.
Channing Tatum?
Yeah, I know he's attractive. I know he's attractive.
The correct way to pronounce this.
Yeah.
Channing Tatum.
Everyone's getting a French pronunciation.
Channing Tatum.
Channing.
Channing.
But he's I know he's attractive, but it does nothing to me. I feel it's the same. It's like, yeah, good jawline, he has good hair, whatever, and like, nothing sparks.
I originally thought you said, good job.
You're attractive. Good job.
Good job to your jeans.
The putting yourself in danger for the visions just... Immediately, I'm like, okay, so that second Twilight movie.
Seriously.
Oh, no.
The main character keeps putting herself in danger because, spoiler alert, her vampire boyfriend left because he kept feeling like he was putting her in danger, and he was like, okay, now don't be stupid while I'm gone. And then she's being stupid
while he's gone.
And then
honestly,
she gets,
that's more of a Lois Lane, 1960s Lois Lane story than the Colonel Future.
She gets visions.
Oh, she does get visions.
But she does but get she visions sees of him. And he's like, stop being stupid.
But she's a young teenager, so she's very stupid.
Yeah. It was great movies, okay?
He's the Superman that's like, stop doing this.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Exactly.
Girl, doll, future. Hot or not?
I like the DV.
I'm gonna hot him.
Yeah, I'm gonna hot
him. I feel like it's pretty cool, and I appreciate the good intentions.
Yeah, I agree.
Not for me.
I like him, but I don't know if... we'd have any chemistry.
You'd have engineering.
He's more physics. He's more about physics.
I was trying to find. Me too. I was just thinking.
I know that didn't actually make sense.
Because I was like, there's not a chemist. Wait.
Oh man, the fucking recording is awful right now. It's just a...
absolutely destroy.
You would like to formally apologize to editing Mike.
But I have a note from editing Mike here. It's like,
go on.
Might be a good idea not to talk all over each other.
Where's the fun in that?
The note is on every sheet of paper I've ever used.
We're all here tonight, and that's been happening less lately, and I feel like it's problematic.
Welcome to the world of tomorrow, Color Kid.
Oh.
So we've seen this one before.
Yeah, we did.
Yeah, it seems very familiar.
He's a legionary.
Substitute legionary. Ulu Vak was a member of the Legion of Substitute Heroes whose power to change the color of things was a result of a laboratory accident that bathed him in multidimensional light. He was rejected by the proper Legion because his power seemed nearly useless. He's been seen shooting beams of technicolor, which might be hard on the eyes, but... and later in life, used tricks like making enemies' corneas opaque.
Oh.
So he found a use for eventually. But at this point, he's just an eager, energetic, and artistic young hero who likes painting, music, movies, and singing. But for some reason, his favorite legionnaire is Sun Boy.
Okay.
Keith Giffen and Bob Oxner give him an action pose, such as it is, but the serpent is just him standing there smiling.
He doesn't have eyes.
No.
No, he doesn't.
Okay.
You're right.
You said
it's,
young.
It's a black.
You described with the word young and kid. What the fuck is... No, he's like 80. He looks so old.
Yeah, he's not
a
child.
How old is he supposed to be?
Maybe that's just
a teen.
Species.
No,
he's
stop.
A teen?
He's a teen.
No, stop.
He's an alien teen?
Mm-hmm.
The Legionnaires have come from across all of the United Federation of Planets.
So yeah, maybe you're a kid for 40 years.
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah. I wouldn't look like this. Oh my god, what a terrible person.
Yeah, he's from Lupra.
Let's discuss, and at the end I'll tell you what you said on the Legion of Super
Bloggers.
I love this power.
Oh,
I would love to
I'm
have
sure
this.
We talked about the outfits, painting our walls.
God.
Owning a house now, I can only imagine how useful that would be.
Oh. Invite him over and he's like, I don't really want to go.
That's fair.
You always just want me to redecorate your house.
But he sounds fun in general. I feel like I also kind of want to hang out with him.
Like, I'll bake him a cake, and then he'll paint my walls. It's a fair exchange.
Is it permanent?
I guess it can be.
You know what this reminds me of? It reminds me of, we used to have a commercial when I was a kid How is it? Pillsbury?
Doughboy?
No, no, not
the just because you went with the fingers. It seemed like you were poking Doughboy.
No, not the woohoo. Not the... Rainbow Chips Ahoy! Oh, oh, yeah. And it was all in black and white, and then he'd touch things and they'd become color and be like, oops!
Yeah, I remember that.
I feel like I would accidentally change the color of shit all the time.
I don't know. That I look at this and it just screams Rainbow Bright to me.
Mm. Yeah. Oh, for sure.
Yeah, I'm digging the outfit. It's so delightful. It's very cheery and fun, but it's not like overwhelming either. It's just like simple, but really
It has nice, nice little like effect, like the pointy shoulders that connects with the hair. Like,
is it a prism? Jiggling.
It's very
triangle?
That's what I was seeing, a prism. It's very direct to the point, but it's not like, do you see these rainbows? Look, rainbows, look. Did you see the rainbows yet?
Yeah.
Did you see? Rainbows.
I appreciate 100% that other than the rainbow, everything else is black and white.
Uh-huh. And the sleeves are puffy, which I like.
Oh, that's fun.
I do love it.
Very artistic.
I don't like the hair, though.
No.
Yeah.
That's the thing. Like, the face and the hair could change to make him look a little younger.
Okay, change your face, but keep the outfit, okay? Could he turn his hair a different
Probably.
Color?
Probably. Oh, if he can change the freaking color of a cornea.
Oh, yeah. That's true.
Yeah. Does it stay that color? Or is it a temporary effect?
I think it can be both. Depends.
He decides.
Probably.
So, like, does the rainbow just shoot out of his hand?
Yeah. Does he have to touch, or
is it?
I mean, sometimes the effect is like there's shooting the colors cornea.
Out of him.
Like he's doing in the image here, and other times it's just like snap, and that thing changes color.
Because very niche reference, it reminds me a lot of Megan in My Little Pony Generation 1, where she opens her locket and the rainbow shoots out, and I'm like, oh, that's so cute.
I've seen rainbow shoot out. But also,
out of the locket, it's a beautiful scene.
We're chock full references that are
don't,
really.
Don't the Care Bears shoot rainbows out of their bellies?
Yeah.
Care Bears.
Care Bears.
Yeah, that's what it sounds like.
And he seems like a fun guy.
Yeah, he likes music and movies and shit. I feel like we had have some fun chat.
I would be so happy. We would go to museums, arts and crafts.
Change the color of the Mona Lisa.
Just for fun.
Why not?
I feel like you could go to a lot of places and be like, this place is fucking ugly. And then just be like, fixed it.
But just randomly go to my office and then Monday they'd be like, what happened
you
here?
Know what? And I'm like, oh no. I really hope he has like this little kind of a jester kind of son. Yeah, I want him to be a little mischievous.
Yeah, I think I would like him to change my house, but I think it would be fun to like walk around in the world with him and be like, you know what a fun color for that would be? Yeah.
I think a lot of the conversation, you weren't here, obviously, I mean, or here. None of us were here. Because
she wasn't born.
Because it was online. It was just text online. One of the biggest problems for you back then was that his eyes are just like a dark orbit.
Yeah. Yeah. It's pretty...
That's why I say he's not human.
I'm kind of okay with it now.
I do have a question that came up. Sunboy?
Like sometimes people have friends and you're like, oh, you're friends with that person. All
I don't think
they're
friends. I think he's just a fan.
You know,
that's crazy.
Look, sometimes people are fans of people that I don't like.
I think it's got to do with light.
Maybe he just admires the way he works. For a second, I thought Frenna was like, how did this friendship come about? Like, there's some friendships that I'm like...
I mean, Sunboy has friends on the team.
Well, he saved...
I hope so.
He's part of the group that plays D&D.
He saved Sunboy's life via rainbow, you see?
And I then love it.
Fast friends after that.
Mm. Like, we're friends with people who think that country music is good. And you know what? We accept them, and it's fine.
Do we? I joke, do love you, I'm sorry.
Color kid, hot or not?
Hot.
Yeah, he's hot. Hot.
I think I have a great time.
Like a little bit unsettling for the eyes, but hot?
Yeah, hot.
I prefer shades of gray.
We covered him back in 2016.
Jesus,
10 years ago.
On the Legion of Super Bloggers blog. And your conclusions then, Nat, you said, he certainly is a colorful character, Zing. And I love him.
Yes, I agree with me.
It is similar ambivalence. Not black and white for me, I can't decide. Isabelle, I don't have a color pun. Hot. That's really not normal.
Isabella doesn't have a pun. Color me surprised.
Y'all type faster than me.
Shotgun said, pretty straightforward for me. Unfortunate that he doesn't have proper eyes. But the more we talked about him, the more invested I was. So yes, hot. Mm. And Jose, you said, just with his personality and interests, I need to say yes.
Yeah. We are the same people.
Not much has changed in 10 years. But I see your true.
Oh, that's a Legionnaire issue today.
Yes, another Legionnaire, Colossal Boy, a.k.a. Jim Allen, can grow to sizes of 25 feet or possibly more thanks to the radiation from a meteor that crashed near him while on a vacation to Mars.
Of course.
Well. He's from Earth and was a science police officer before becoming a Legionnaire.
I'm sorry, what? does he police science? Or does he...
He was at a training academy.
Or does he police everything with science?
In the 30th century, the police is called the science police. And I believe it's because they use science.
To police.
To help them police. Okay. To fight crime.
They're just throwing beakers of shit on people.
It means they're like high-tech police, I think.
It's like CSI times 20.
Right. It's like saying space police.
Yeah. No, but space police is clear. They police in space. Not exactly. They police with
exactly.
Space.
That's why it didn't work. It didn't work for the Legion because, like, there's police on the streets. They're not space police. They're science police. All right. So he was a science police officer before becoming a Legionnaire. Before getting his powers, I guess, maybe. And that's because he was following in a family tradition of military and civil service. His mother is the president of Earth. Jim is the strong, silent type. Honest, hardworking, brave. He gets excited about sports. Works out a lot. Doesn't generally talk about his feelings. We know him to be Jewish, which is very rare that we know the religion of any given superhero. He had a crush on Shrinking Violet and dated her, but turns out it was really a Durland spy called Gira, now known as Chameleon Girl. But the love was real, so he married her after she was exposed. The art by Steve Lytle and Bill Ray show him in a fancy suit he never really wore. His normal costume is in the surprint, where he's holding Yera in his hand in front of the Legion HQ. It's otherwise the same colors. It's just like without the bling. And we see his original green and yellow costume next to it in front of the original Legion HQ. Plus, his face in close-up, insets showing his parents and Yera, as well as Legion flight ring and his emblems. And I'll tell you later what you said in 2015.
Oh, no.
I remember everything we said about that character.
Because that was like your early favorite.
I remember specifically that I said things about like going to concerts with him and sitting on his shoulders. He loved sports, so we could go like see hockey games together. Like, he was a crush.
You remember?
Oh, yeah.
I don't remember what I ate yesterday.
You always remember your first crush.
I mean, like, you know, it was early on, too. So, like, it was probably, like, the third or fourth we did.
Oh, no. I did them in order of when they joined. So, he's like...
Because I felt like it was really early, but anyway.
Like, he would be, like, in the first 10.
But yeah, I do remember a lot about like when we saw that character for sure.
He's giving like nice jock energy.
Yeah, like himbo.
Yes.
Himbo vibes.
I love a himbo. They're just nice.
We also made a lot of jokes about growing his penis.
Yes.
I mean,
wait, that's his power. He grows and
his penis.
Shrink.
Yeah. Exclusively, he's in the Legion because he can grow his penis. Everyone's like, well, what are you going to do?
He becomes a giant.
In my mind, that would help a lot of people. Make the population happy. I don't know.
Yeah. Someone new joins and then they're like, yeah, what's your power? And then all the girls blush.
What's your power? And just pops it out and...
breaks the table.
Yeah. No, because we established, I think, that he can only grow like
it's
all of his body.
Okay, yeah.
He's a colossal boy.
I would still
wouldn't mind.
I mean, he's like a giant when he gets big.
Because the thing is, he's not like he's naturally 6'2".
Okay, okay. Oh, quick question. Can he control his height? Like, is it 6'2" or
any shade?
There's levels.
Okay. 7 feet and just a bit bigger down there. And
yeah, it
works. Or he could just give you a big, big cuddly hug.
Nah. Mm-hmm.
The sanitized version.
Jose did the science, okay? Yeah, you've seen the science police. You know how to calculate the best length. I wonder why we lost him and he's so much.
No!
No! Oh, no.
Maybe it did change. I'm not a big fan of that he's in the police. Maybe I didn't mind back then, but I do mind now.
Well, okay, to be fair, he was
used
on the...
to be in the police.
Science Police Training Academy. So, he was a teenager.
Okay,
so he was not a police officer.
Can we decide that it's science police, like, they use science, so they just, like, he can just be that silly power? Because that's funner.
Yeah,
it is more fun to be like, no, you can't use that chemical.
With all the freaking chemical accidents they have in this world, they could use a science police.
Honestly, yes.
Like, are you crazy? A bishop!
How dare you have a vat of science in your house?
Honestly, we would have so many less villains if there was science police.
Oh, man.
How many tubs of green goop did you get today? I evacuated 20.
That's not regulation.
No.
I can't believe his name is Jim. G-I-M.
Well, it's in the future,
No.
In the future, we recognize the names, but they are corrupted. Like, the spelling is corrupted by 1,000 years of spelling drift.
Wait, okay.
That's an interesting detail.
Yep. A lot of the Legionnaires have, like, it's like you recognize the name, but, like, letters have been...
Too many original parents.
I was gonna say, is that or parents that are just like, we need to be creative with this name?
Well, even his last name, Alan, is Alon.
Alon. Again, where the parents are like...
Well, that's a last name, parents
don't. But it's not like Gim.
It's not Gim.
Gim.
But I'm sure there's some nerds out there who say Gim.
I fucking hate it.
I know that, like, looking at...
But a G in front of an I is a soft G.
Looking at Color Kid right next to it, like Uluwak, like, I remember, was it Rock? What character that has, like, 4 Ks in his name?
Rock Crin.
Yeah.
Well, it's Rock, 2 Ks, and then... Crin is a
Crin,
strict K.
And there was a 3KK.
Okay, well.
Together. Oh, no!
Cosmic Boy, coming soon.
Yes. Very soon.
Are you saying, Mike, that you pronounce it GIF?
No. But that's a GIF, so it's not
graphic. It's
it doesn't
G for
have
graphic.
To, yeah,
thank
it's
you.
For graphic.
I can
what
say.
What does the G in Jim stand for?
Well, that's not an acronym.
Giant?
Okay. I was
giant.
Gonna say.
Oh, that's good!
Giant in motion!
Oh!
Oh, no. Giant in the making.
Oh,
oh my god!
And Alon, because you
Alon
feel alone.
Yes.
There you go. I hope he does that sound. When he, like, the cartoon sound, that would be so delightful.
So, what if he gets an erection?
And then he goes,
I mean, that would get me in the mood. Silly man.
No, but you come out in a nice dress and you're just,
oh, honey.
Aww.
Pavlovian response.
My mind just went to a really fucked up place.
Please do share.
So, like, oh no.
We now broke Elise.
The bigger he is,
yeah,
the stronger his body parts is in proportion to things that are still the regular size.
Correct.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
He's just miming now. Yes.
Two words. That's if he was really big and had an erection.
Yeah.
You could ride it.
Okay, I was losing my shit earlier, not saying that.
You should have.
And I was like, no, that's dumb. I'm not gonna say that.
You want to ride his dick?
I thought you were gonna say that the sperm was real big.
Yes,
I mean, I thought of that too.
I don't
want to
ride his dick like a sex.
Like a sex? Like a sex?
she
like
wants
a horse.
Yeah, exactly.
Like a sick horse.
My brain is like, I'm a short person. I always need a boost. I always need a boost. Just like, pick me up.
Like the bomb in Doctor Strange.
I know, it's perfect. It becomes a seat when you're tired.
Yeah.
Right, have right, a saddle.
Right. This is out of control. Colossal Boy, hot or not?
Hot.
Very hot.
Hot, but I prefer the middle outfit.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. The real big, outfit. The stupid belt is stupid.
The glam outfit is a little too much, but the middle one I like.
I don't often like this kind of headpiece, but I'm
it
vibing.
It works on him. Yeah,
yeah, I'm vibing.
The hair, the wave.
It's yeah.
Really nice.
It's good hair, yeah. Good.
So let's look at what you said in 2015. Yep, Shotgun, you said, I would totally go out with him. I'd watch his football. He'd watch my hockey.
Mm-hmm.
Nat, I'm not feeling this one.
Oh.
Nat,
probably the jock, I guess. We're too incompatible. We have no common interests, and I need someone that's more outgoing. I'm sure he's a great guy, but not for me.
You married Marty.
I feel like...
Suspicious.
Yeah, I don't agree with past me.
You did say that he's like doesn't like to talk about his feelings.
Right.
Yeah. So maybe he's a little closed off and stuff. I can
then,
see that.
And maybe we focused on that more in the previous conversation. Isabelle, you said it would be awkward. Oh. It would be hard to imagine that we would really click. Also, too many muscles. He needs like at least 5 fewer muscles.
Yeah.
At least the obliques can...
Yeah, the obliques are pretty intense.
Yeah.
Standing at the club like, no.
Josie, on the other hand, said, hot.
Oh, thank God.
I am kind of quiet myself, but I can get out of my shell with friends, and I feel he's the same. The sports, well, I'll do it. But he has to come to art galleries and watch all of the anime with me.
But now imagine him pole dancing.
Oh, yes.
Oh, but you
doing burlesque?
You could dance on his pole.
Yeah.
the only time it
was,
will work.
Elise was not present.
Oh. Oh.
But I noted that there was also a giant paragraph about his giant penis.
Oh, yeah.
What? Oh, yeah, so, of course.
Why did you not include the paragraph?
I think we just did. What? Did it again. It just happened again.
I don't know. I think we might have made the comment also that what happens if he loses control of... Because you talk about, like, can he control it? And then mid-sex, he would lose control?
Oh, no! That's horrifying! I'm even less turned on by him.
Hopefully we finish.
You would be finished!
Let's bring it back the comics code approved.
Oh,
wow. Oh, no.
I'm listening. Hopefully we finished.
I'm a knot, by the way.
Commander Steel.
Mm.
Though created in the 1970s, the hero simply called Steel at the time was a World War II hero, kind of a Captain America, whose super strength and invulnerability came from bionic body parts. Hank Haywood was a biology student working with a scientist to create a bio-retardant formula, but enlisted in the Marines when Hitler invaded Poland. He was injured at a military base. His only hope to survive was to become a guinea pig for his mentor's formula.
Oh.
It kept him alive while they replaced his skeleton with metal and put micromotors in his joints so he could move all that weight, plus an artificial lung and a backup heart. After his recovery, he created an armor mesh costume and battled the Nazi menace as Steel, the indestructible man, behind the lines. He was renamed Commander Steel by Roosevelt himself. In the present era, fortunately, he's become a rich right-wing industrialist who lent the Justice League his bunker and turned his own grandson into a new Steel, a kind of demented plan to protect him after his son, the new Steel's father, died in the Vietnam War. At the point pictured, he was basically a brave, patriotic soldier like Captain America, but with age, soured into a warhawk with a very narrow belief system. The art by Jerry Ordway shows his exoskeleton, Steel stopping a tank, and without a mask, with his mentor in front of the American flag. Now, I know the future, where he's an old man, is gross, but we're dealing with the entry
As is?
As where he's a young man, I guess.
But I will still nod him, but whatever.
But I can't forget what I just heard.
I find the phenomenon of enlisting after a tragedy happens interesting. Like, I have a colleague who joined the Navy after 9/11. I just find that phenomenon interesting because it's often you feel helpless in the face of violence. So it's interesting that some people feel compelled. Other than that, he sounds like a prick.
Mm-hmm. See, earlier, Isabel mentioned that Colossal Boy had too many muscles. Looking at the serpent, he could have more.
He has too many hearts. Who needs a backup heart? That is weird.
So you wanted to be a Time Lord or something?
The scientist that changed his body felt a little too prepared to do this. I think we should call the science police.
Allez, Gim!
The one thing that did interest me, what's up with his joints?
I like that.
What was it?
I will say that.
Yeah. I need that joint in my right knee, please.
Yeah. I currently have a lot of body issues as my gallbladder has failed, among other things. And I would be down for some bionic organs.
Yeah, micromotors to his joints. Yeah, I like that.
I can't shake the fact that he looks like he's wearing a diaper with suspenders.
Not even suspender. It's like a dick suspender.
It's suspenders, so but they're upside down.
My dick is so big, I need suspenders.
get the fuck
well,
out.
Well, his page is next to Colossal Boys. okay.
Yeah,
but it also looks like everything is like tape on, like his boots, like the little bit that goes
like
up.
Paper doll?
Yeah, and the, yes, absolutely, yeah. And the gloves has it as well, like, and even like the suspenders go over the diaper, like everything seems to be like stuck.
And he's wearing a choker.
maybe it's all physio tape before he got the improvements.
I also hate the mohawk.
Yeah,
I don't like it either.
Yeah, it's a very Yondu. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I don't know why. Like, it's a very simple costume, but I don't like it.
Because it's ugly.
Yeah, I was gonna say it's simple, but all the unique elements are not needed, ugly, and...
It feels like someone was like, we need to make this unique, so I'll add a white line. And there was no one next to them to say, but why?
Well, it feels kind of bargain bin Captain America.
Oh, yeah.
It's like a spin on the flag, because there's like...
The stars.
Yeah, but also the modifications.
The star.
The lines, like, could be the lines in the flag and stuff, like...
The eagle that is very not... They didn't commit to the eagle at all.
Yeah. Maybe the straps are the wings.
Yeah, but again, can you make them more wing-like?
Yeah.
No, we can't.
It's a boomerang eagle.
Mm.
The whole story is definitely also Captain America-esque.
Yeah, definitely. Oh, yeah. Which is very funny because Commander Steel, knowing that the Man of Steel is Superman, come on.
In fact, the name was eventually taken by a Superman-related character.
Oh.
Not Commander, just
Colonel. I was gonna say Colonel Steel.
There is a Sergeant Steel, unrelated.
Oh. Well, at least that's an alliteration.
And a Mr. Steel and a Mrs. Steel.
Steel Jr.
I wish he would steal stuff. That would be funnier.
Oh, Commander Steel?
Yeah.
He's like a cat burglar.
Catmander Steel!
But he's still really American. he also did fight in this war. But
no. Exactly same outfit, but instead of the mohawk, it's just two cat ears.
Oh, my God! It's good! Patriotic cat!
Nothing more American than cats.
Oh, get no.
And he's singing the...
Oh, no.
We have Isabel.
He's singing the national anthem, but it meows.
It's been a long week.
It's been a long year.
It's March, honey.
I wish he wasn't so much of a cliche.
Yeah, you know what? I agree.
I mean...
Because I'm just bored.
We can't all have unique stories.
We can't all be in the science police.
He's just like other girls.
Commander Steel Hot or not?
Not.
Not for me too. Yeah. I'm not into this.
Like, of course, again, like, and this is the Channing Tatum of the episode. Like, of course he's made to be handsome and generic and all, but it's just like... It's just like, no, this is another angel. Like, no. No.
Yeah, it's just some guy. He's in, like, a sequel to an action movie that we liked.
Yeah, I really feel like, who's this man? Yeah.
He's got regular penis energy.
I'm very bored.
But also, like, the skeleton replacement? You stealing from Wolverine? No.
Yeah. Regular penis.
As opposed to big dick.
Yeah.
Or little dick.
Yeah, little dick energy.
Yeah.
Oh, God. I wish I could say that to someone. Yeah.
That's why he's wearing diapers. Like, he needs to cover the fact that he has a small dick.
Maybe he stuffs.
I understood that reference.
Bonus feature on Who's Hot? Is the pool that I run every month with our listeners on social media to see what they think will happen on the show. Well, they thought Colonel Computron, they unanimously said not.
Oh, good job.
Okay.
Colonel Future was a 7-2 not.
That's
a surprise.
What a surprise. Yeah.
Colored Kid, 80% hot.
Okay.
Okay.
Colossal Boy, unanimous hot.
Yeah.
And Commander Steel was a 50-50 split.
Oh, what?
Right really? Down the middle.
Y'all don't know us at all.
Well, you I think we're basic bitches.
Okay, so let's say that you would have cut before the whole story.
Not mentioned his like, later days.
Yeah. I think we would have probably been more inclined on saying hot.
Maybe.
But at the same time, we would still have found him very boring. And
I think
it
would
energy.
Still have been like a tepid, but maybe not like a full-on, like, ugh.
See, there's a part of me that thought, I'm not attracted to trauma. But then I was like, who am I fucking kidding?
In terms of fandom, Colossal Boy and Commander Steel are the most popular among respondents.
Really?
Yep.
Oh, sorry.
All right, well, we'll take a short break for a promo and we'll be right back for the female bag.
Some people like Sunboy.
It's the year 1992, and the Justice Society of America, the world's first superhero team, make a triumphant return after 6 years trapped in another dimension. Finally home, the JSA find themselves relics in a world that has moved on. It's the age of pulse-pounding action, where the rules of fair play are tossed aside for gritty violence. Our heroes ask themselves, does the world still need a Justice Society? Oh, yes, it does. Join me, the Irredeemable Shag, for JSA in the 90s. We'll delve into the 10-issue Justice Society of America ongoing series, drawn by the iconic Mike Parabek. We'll explore the 8-issue retroactive miniseries and unearth hidden gems from the era. Join us for JSA in the 90s, available as part of the Justice Society Presents podcast feed, beginning in August 2024.
Female bag.
Woo!
Comments on episode 26 of Who's Hot and Who's Not, which covered Clayface's 1, 2, 3, Clock King, and Clue Master. First, a couple of miscellaneous comments. Martin Gray congratulated and thanked you for the 10th anniversary of the show.
Mm.
And Ange said, laugh out loud funny episode as I was driving in.
That's dangerous.
I'll just do the clay faces all in one go.
Okay.
Chris Franklin says, I'm not surprised Basil Carlo, and I love that name, got a hot. There's something romantic about those old gothic villains like the Phantom of the Opera. Clayface 2... looks pretty dopey here, especially once you are used to the big, hulking animated series version that became the default look of all Clayfaces.
Yeah.
Though Marshall Rogers co-created Clayface 3, the face he gives him here doesn't look nearly as affected by acromegaly as in the initial detective issues he drew. So I guess it was more deformity. Kevin from New Orleans says in the Batman cartoon, Clayface 2 was given the actor origin as well as the shape-changing powers. It's like a combination.
Oh.
But he can't hold his forms for very long, and the best version of him is in the Harley Quinn cartoon, where he's an actor who comes up with tons of unnecessary backstories. Gothos Mansion says Clayface 2 was a great villain for the Batman time period when he first appeared. Batman was battling all kinds of weird creatures. If the writer or editor wanted to pull out another weird creature for Batman to fight, they could just use Clayface and not have to come up with a backstory for a new creature. My first exposure to him was on the 1977 New Adventures of Batman and Robin cartoon. He looked like partially melted ice cream with a face and legs. He was also colored gray. I don't think anyone wants gray ice cream or ice cream with a face or legs, for that matter. Yeah, me too, Gothos. He was like in the opening credits of that cartoon show. You always thought of him even though he was in the episode. He's like, I think he was mud on a bumper. And it's like like he was hiding on a car. And I think that's what the opening was anyways. He goes on, he says, the final damning comment on Clayface came from my mom, of all people. A bad girl statue based on the Batman Adventures holiday special comic / Holiday Nights TV episode was sculpted so Clayface is the base and Bad Girl is kicking him. When my mom saw my statue, she said, why is Bad Girl standing in a big pile of shit? Nice. Bless her, she didn't ask why the pile of shit had eyes and teeth. And finally, Philby says, I loved the collective cringe at Clayface 3. Clock King? Chris Franklin says, the mort of all morts gets a hot. The flustered sound of Siskoid's voice was worth it. And says, I cannot believe he was a hot, even though he has that sweet face, clock pun. But seriously, such a bizarre costume and story, and he is loved by the gang. Insanity. Love Siskoid's incredulous tone around the whole thing. And as someone who is always punctual, the love of that trait gave me some hope.
Hey.
Yeah.
Tim Price says, I'm glad to hear my purchase of a Clock King Lego figure was justified. And finally, Cluemaster, Kevin from New Orleans says, do y'all think the Cluemaster's capsules might look better if they were smaller or there was more of them? Also in the comics, Riddler tried to kill Cluemaster because he saw him as an inferior copycat. And in later stories, Cluemaster is given the origin of a failed game show host. I don't think you can rescue those capsules in any meaningful way.
Nor the crotch.
Smaller would help maybe, but it's just, it's still very strange.
Yeah. Smaller would just look like you glued Advils on yourself.
Eric says, during the Cluemaster discussion, the Blackadder character Isabel was trying to remember is Lord Flashheart.
Yes!
Played by the late, great Rick Mayall.
Thank you!
Ange says, whoever said, looks like a bunch of Tylenol, voiced something I've said since I first saw the character. That's a medical doctor. deformation. He says he should be called Migraine Buster. Chucking Tylenol, Motrin, and Excedrin in those to those suffering. I simply cannot see him as anything other than a pill dispenser.
And that would be a hot.
Yeah. Okay.
That needs to be a commercial.
Chris Franklin says, a pretty know-nothing villain until the spoiler connection was added. Carmine Infantino tended to add baggy elements to clothes in weird places, especially around this time. But I like the Long John's theory. As far as his crotch, artists tend to not follow previous artists' takes on such matters. So depending on the book, the artist, and the era, old bandana face may be packing one day and shriveled the next.
There's no crotch consistency.
The crotch council.
Yes.
And Gotham's Mansion reminds us that the 1966 Batman TV show also had a Clock King, but I don't personally believe that's it's the same character at all. That was a Clock King thing I sneaked in at the end there. So if you want to leave a comment, you know what to do. Head over to fireandwaterpodcast.com. We'll read it on the next episode of Who's Hot. And before we go, we have to mention the Fire and Water Podcast Network Patreon page at patreon.com/FWPodcasts. So if you like our content, please think about making a one-time or a monthly donation, the amount of which will allow you to unlock rewards like getting on our hot list, like these sponsors, Gene Hendricks, Simon-Pierre Desmarais, Monsieur Nick, Eric, Zinc Roll, Mike Dynas, Dr. Ange, and Chris Pine.
Yay.
Let's go to bed.
We survived! Goodbye!
Bye. Goodbye!
Bye. Good night!
Bye. We love you!
Sorry, editing room.
Raven in the future, or that, I can see.
That Miley Cyrus song that's like, oh, Channing, I love a potato.